Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
We are getting into state fair season. I don't know what the big food at the Missouri State Fair this year will be. I like steak on a stick. I've done that in multiple years. Something about steak on a stick. But that's not really strange or weird or exotic or anything. But I'm telling you, you don't have to go far outside here. You look at some of the other state fairs, some of the foods they have. For instance, Texas, I don't even know how you do this, but Texas has fried beer. Fried beer. Can you imagine? Well, I guess you can pretty much put anything in fried dough. Fried beer in Texas. California has python kebabs. Yeah, they take pythons and they fry them up and put them on the grill. Python kebabs. Illinois has alligator on a stick. I've tasted alligator, actually. It's not that bad, you know what? In fact, there's a vendor at the Dogwood Festival each year has is it alligator or crocodile he has? I'm not sure. But either, I've tried it. It's not bad. Yeah, it does. It tastes like chicken. I know. I'm glad you said it because I was thinking it too. But then you go to Wisconsin, and man, they pull out all the stops in Wisconsin. At the state fair there, they have something they call Elvis on a stick. No, it's not the remains of the king himself. It's deep-fried banana battered peanut butter cup with bacon. Is it wrong that makes me hungry? Elvis on a stick. And this one takes the cake. Also in Wisconsin. Ants on a stick. Yeah. Food stand at the Wisconsin State Fair. It's a pretzel dipped in marshmallow fluff and then rolled in ants. And they have some other bugs available on the menu. Beetles, crickets, worms, scorpions, and more. So you take your pick. Isn't it funny that all the foods that as kids we ate as dares, now the state fairs are making money from? It just seems unfair.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.